The Dáil isn't sitting today, but that hasn't stopped opposition politicians from putting pressure on the government over housing. Tomorrow, the Dáil will debate an opposition motion calling for emergency action to address the deepening housing and homelessness crisis. A Raise the Roof protest will take place at the gates of Leinster House to coincide with the motion, which has the support of Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit Solidarity, several independent TDs and the Green Party. Speaking to reporters at Leinster House earlier this morning, Sinn Féin TD Eoghan O'Brien outlined why they were doing it.
The purpose of this motion is to say to the government very, very clearly that in the housing emergency that they have created, we need an immediate emergency response. We've set out five key areas where we want the government over the coming weeks to outline the emergency actions that we believe are necessary. That includes increasing and accelerating the delivery of social and affordable homes. It means taking action to protect renters, not what we've seen from the government in terms of the hollowing out of rent pressure zones, but actually banning rent increases for all renters, as well as support to reduce the cost of rents. Obviously, we're calling for emergency action to tackle the ongoing scandal of vacancy and dereliction, and also crucially measures to stop the flow of singles and families into homelessness, reinstating and increasing the funding for the tenant in situ scheme, but also the reintroduction of an emergency ban on evictions while the social affordable housing supply is on track.
And that was Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoghan O'Brien. We're joined now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, could you tell us a little bit more about this emergency action that the opposition is seeking and whether much of that is new?
Yes, well, there are the five measures as outlined by Eoghan O'Brien, and I suppose it coinciding with the debating of the motion then is that big Raise the Roof protest at the gates of Leinster House. And what you're seeing again is the opposition working in lockstep, again focusing on what they believe is the biggest issue. And the context, I suppose, and the backdrop here is that the government did announce those major reforms of the rent sector last week. But Conor Sheehan speaking there this morning of the Labour Party, saying that there is already anecdotal evidence of landlords hiking up rents tomorrow too. Before this Dáil debate, the Cabinet will get that legislation that will extend the rent pressure zones across the country. That could move to the Dáil and Shannon fairly quickly. But as you can see, there is a united opposition that believes those measures go nowhere near far enough what they believe is a housing emergency.
And what's the likely response from the government going to be, as you said, now faced with the opposition parties acting in unison?
I think what the government are going to focus on, again, is what they say is a series of measures. The rent reforms are one of them. You'll see that legislation around rent pressure zones tomorrow. Also tomorrow, there could be something around the Land Development Agency and perhaps greater powers for that organisation, again, with the aim of trying to increase the number of homes that can be built in the years ahead. There is a determination in government and a resoluteness, notwithstanding the fairly damning political charges there at the moment, that their latest initiative lacked coherence and was confusing.
Separately, Micheál, a confidential internal report into a children's hospital in Dublin, as we heard in the bulletin, uncovered bullying, significant risk and serious issues of concern. What extra can you tell us about that?
Well, this internal report, which hasn't been fully published, what is there now is a summary, and CHI saying that's because it needs to try and balance two things, ensuring that it has a wider audience and also the confidential process. But it does say in the clearest terms that there was bullying, issues of serious concern, and all of this had the potential to put a patient, to put patients at risk. As well as that, it did flag a number of issues around the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Particularly, it said that it didn't adhere to the standards of the fund, and that is the rule that those who had been waiting the longest should have been seen first. There has been reaction already to this from the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Colnan. He said what has been published today just doesn't go anywhere near far enough, that the families and advocates involved are outraged at that it is a summary version. And he says that the CHI cannot continue to hide in the dark over this.
Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, thanks for joining us.